Mm-hmm. We've given it one. This has had two coats of sanding seal in there.
Yeah.
So the first coat is actually we let it dry overnight. You were here when we did the first coat on it.
Yeah,
then the next day we papered it back, and then we've given another coat. Now see these 400s. Now watch, feel how smooth this is.
Yeah.
See, feel that. Like so that's how you get your finish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole idea of it is to get some, and then just roll it round like that.
Yeah.
And then the lacquer goes on it. So to get a good finish, you need to have 100% seal.
Yeah.
And that's what the sanding sealer does.
Mm-hmm.
It seals it, but it's actually designed to actually fill the grain.
Yeah.
As well. Because when you actually tape it back, all the little bits of sanding seal goes into the grain, so you can just feel the difference there and there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's, and that's a lot of problems with people is a brush Estopol on, got these big thick brush marks and shit. And just paper amounts and effort, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I love doing the shellac by hand, because you can always paper it back because it's a softer finish.
Mm.
And the shellac, or French polish, as you know, is actually is a traditional way of doing it. But if we had to French polish this, we'd have to charge $2,000 for it, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So it's just lacquer, you know. So look at that.